The new HBO movie Lackawanna Blues has an ensemble cast many directors only dream of. But the film was actually derived from a one-man off-Broadway play. Day-to-Day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein talked with director George C. Wolfe and writer Ruben Santiago Hudson about how they transformed the theatrical production into something quite different.
You've got Delroy Lindo, Rosie Perez, Jimmy Smits, Mos Def, Liev Schreiber, Louis Gossett Jr., and Jeffrey Wright. All are part of a dream team of supporting actors assembled for Lackawanna Blues, a movie that premiered at the Sundance Film Festival last month. What's even more remarkable about the list is that originally all their roles were played by one man, Ruben Santiago Hudson. He created Lackawanna for Manhattan's Public Theater in 2001. Both the movie and the play tell the story of his own upbringing in a dilapidated boarding house in upstate New York.
Because, see, all of Nanny's roomers were ramblers or drifters of some sort. And they each had some experience with prison, mental hospital, alcohol, drugs, pimping, gambling, or church. And every one of them had a story to tell.
When I was playing ball with the Negro League.
But while Santiago Hudson performed all the colorful characters on stage himself, he was not alone behind the scenes. George C. Wolfe helped deliver it to the theater as he has some of the most memorable productions on and off Broadway in recent years, including Bringin' the Noise, Bringin' the Funk, and Jelly's Last Jam. When the opportunity arose to recreate Lackawanna for the silver screen, Santiago Hudson turned to his old collaborator.
First, it had to start with the director, so I had to give this to him and trust that, you know, this is something very sensitive and sacred to me, that he could deliver it and would deliver it with the respect and the dignity and the nobility that I thought would be there. And George did that.
Lackawanna marks Wolfe's film directorial debut. That might have excused him if he chose to adhere closely to the source material, but this movie does anything but that. Wolfe pulls away from just a simple story of a boy abandoned by his mother and breaks new ground by bringing the background to that story in sharper focus.
The film is about that, but I think it's more so about Nanny and this world. It's about a world that doesn't exist anymore, a world that flourished, which was part of segregation. That by virtue of the fact of segregation, so many people were kept out of that which the rest of America was experiencing, so they had to create their own alternative, almost, if you will, a parallel universe.
Wolfe's reimagination of Lackawanna morphs the one-man show into a full cast, but the story's integrity remains. He has recruited such a wide range of terrific actors to inhabit the roles that once sprung from this one-man show that even Santiago Hudson believes the medium has given the play new strength.
When you come on film, you know, you're looking at a box, you're looking at something that's kind of cold and impersonal, and you have to make it warm and bring the life to it, bring the pulse to it, bring the blood, let the eyes shine. On stage, you can see my sweat, you can smell me. On film, you have to be so real and so engrossed in the characters and the situations that you can smell and feel and see the sweat.
The story of Santiago Hudson's unconventional childhood is ultimately one of triumph. He was practically raised by an assortment of oddball drifters instead of his mother, but survived this unlikely transition. Now, with Wolfe's help, the play which first captured his story has done the same.
Lackawanna Blues airs tomorrow on HBO. Andrew Wallenstein is an editor at The Hollywood Reporter. Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.